from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon, I'm Bob McIntyre. There's a bit more urgency in the Provincial Natural Resources Ministry asking us to be careful with outdoor flames right now. The weather forecast for the next week is no rain and high temperatures. Media Relations Specialist Kyle Hayward says the current forest fire hazard rating for this region is low to moderate. He's expecting that to climb.
There's a very good possibility of it getting into the extreme range when we go at least 2 to 3 days without any rain.
Hayward adds that the ministry will be keeping a close eye on weather, the map, and hazard potential. Whether you consider it good or bad, it's a Rex block responsible for that impending summer weather. Environment Canada senior climatologist David Phillips says under a block, the weather gets stuck and its pattern doesn't move through from east to west.
We're going to see a period of absolutely the most delightfully boring weather you can imagine. It's great for golfing, it's great for gardening, it's great for farmers.
A Rex block gets its name from a researcher who studied the weather pattern back in the 1950s. The annual Firefighters Food Drive right across Timmins happens this Sunday afternoon between noon and 4. Chief Bernie Stanza says the fire department vehicles will be driving up and down every street with lights and sirens blaring. Your cue to bring out a donation of non-perishable food items or cash.
Last year we got roughly 7 tons of food and over $6,000 in donations, so we're going to try to match that at least.
Everything will be split between the Timmins Food Bank and the South Porcupine Food Bank. The chief says if you won't be home because you're going to the multicultural festival, for instance, you can drop off your donation at the nearest fire station on the way. Over 500,000 Ontarians could be rewarded for cutting down on air conditioning use this summer. The province has announced its Peak Perk program, allowing anyone with a smart thermostat to earn a $75 prepaid credit card. The program will see thermostats adjusted up to 10 times at peak periods of electricity demand from June to September. Air conditioner temperatures will automatically adjust between 2 and 4 degrees for no more than 3 hours at a time. Anyone who enrolls can opt out at any time. Nearly $770,000 is on the way to the Canadian Alliance to End Homelessness to continue working with communities and help connect people with local services and supports. The province says the Alliance will use the money to support Ontario's 47 service managers maintain and improve local by-name lists of people experiencing homelessness. Officials say the lists help the service managers improve access to resources when they're available, such as housing assistance, rent supplements, and services like Ontario Works or healthcare. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.